Shopping around for the best prices for things like food, vehicles, furniture, no-brainer for most people. How about for your energy consumption? Many states, including, might be a surprise to you, New Jersey, offer consumers the ability to shop among energy providers for the best rates and services. Many people in New Jersey, I dare say, are maybe even unaware of this and wind up missing out on money-saving opportunities. People in other states are just as unaware that this idea can be launched where they live if they just raise their voices a bit. With us now to discuss how important these energy options are for you, the energy consumer, from the American Coalition of Competitive Energy Suppliers is Michael Meath. Thanks for being here today, Michael.
Thanks, Chris. Good to be with you.
CompetitiveEnergy.org. You can download a copy of a survey that we're going to be putting a little focus on here, learn more about this whole issue and idea. And just saying to Michael, too, for change, as far as any idea that's beneficial to their residents, New Jersey is ahead of the game versus the majority of the other states when it comes to energy competition among the companies for the consumer's benefit, I believe.
That's right, Chris. And actually, New Jersey's been more active than I think people realize over the last, 15 years or so. It's just taken some time to get the right building blocks in place. But now energy consumers in the state, most areas of the state, have some choice in both the electric supplier that they can choose as well as the gas supplier. And in a lot of ways, it's just trying to get your head around what that means, because so many people think that, geez, if I'm going to change my natural gas supplier, that means somebody's going to come in and dig up my front yard or run a new set of wires to my house if I'm going to change my electricity supplier. And that's not the case at all.
Well, how would that work as far as someone, if someone is looking at their situation, who should be the shopper for energy, for what energy competition provides?
Well, the shopper would obviously be the homeowner or the business owner. And what they would do is they continue to maintain a relationship with their utility. Their utility is extremely important. And even the competitors that are trying to, if you would, either beat the price on the utility or offer something else, because it isn't just about price. We need to make sure we don't just focus on price. But it's a matter of them, that consumer understanding that the utility is still their reliable distributor of that power or that gas. And that then what they're doing is they're arranging for the supply to be brought to the city gate or to the grid, if you will, on the electric side, and then being distributed into their home.
And New Jersey's made it really easy, too, for the information side of things. If you go to nj.gov/NJPowerSwitch, they have the links to the various companies for electric. It's Atlantic City Electric, JCP&L, Orange, Rockland Electric, and PSE&G. And on the gas side of things, Elizabethtown Gas, New Jersey Natural, PSE&G again, South Jersey Gas. And really, this might be surprising, Michael, for New Jersey residents. For a change, New Jersey government has made something easy for them.
That's right. And obviously, Chris, you've done your homework because you'd be able to list off all the areas that are included as well. So that's good. You know, Access, American Coalition of Competitive Energy Suppliers, I know you, I think, already gave the website. It's competitiveenergy.org, not .com, .org.
Right.
It's really there to get all kinds of basic information. It's not really a sales site. You can't go there and pick your next supplier. You can go there and find information about how choice works, kind of some of the myths, if you will, about what it means, understand what your rights are, what you should be looking for in a contract that you might sign with somebody. You know, if you want to get out of the contract, you have to pay a termination fee. How will the billing work? Will you get two bills? Will it be a single bill? All that basic information is there. And there's also some videos that are very, very simple and easy to understand that kind of lay out some of these things. So I'd encourage anybody who's trying to just learn about choice or see, how it works for them to check out that site.
I know it's going to vary from state to state, company to company, but generally speaking, is the switching process easy and short? Is it time consuming and everything has to fall into place?
It's not easy and short. Almost anywhere, it's not easy and short. It's a little bit messy still. Think back, and it's almost hard to remember back when you got your first cell phone, right? Remember the bag phone we put on the car seat?
Oh, yeah.
or the, you know, remember that big old thing? Well, when we first went out and got a cell phone, Chris, it was kind of complicated. You know, we'd sign up for it, and then it would be a while before it was activated, and then we had to just make sure that everything worked together, and it's a lot more seamless. Now, an energy choice is kind of that way. I don't want to paint the picture that it's difficult. It's not that it's difficult. It's just complicated, because if you're with Orange and Rockland now, and you're switching your supplier to, you know, the ABC Energy Company, for your supply, well, you've got to coordinate that with Orange and Rockland, and the ABC Company, your new supplier, will help you do that, but they've got to make sure that they verify that, in fact, you do want to make this switch, and that that Orange and Rockland is aware that they're no longer going to be supplying the energy, that the ABC Company is going to be doing that. And again, I don't want to make it sound more complicated than it is, but it just takes a few days to get all those kind of ducks in a row and make sure that the customer's rights are being protected, too, as we go along. That's very important.
And the companies want to be careful, too, that something doesn't foul up and you get left in the dark or in the cold, as the case may be.
Right. We don't want to hand off the customer. You know, we don't want to hand off the DiBello household from Orange and Rockland to the ABC Company, and then all of a sudden it gets dropped, and then you don't have the lights on, that kind of thing.
So Michael Meath, who is from the American Coalition of Competitive Energy Suppliers, competitiveenergy.org is their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Even if it does take a couple of days, Michael, the survey that you released to not too long ago, the Power of Choice, Consumer Preferences on Energy Choice, it's certainly something that the public is demanding, and those who have it are certainly enjoying the benefits that they're receiving.
Right, Chris. What we did is we hired a polling group, independent, and we said, let's take a look at two states, one that has had a fair amount of energy choice for, 15, 20 years. That's Ohio, especially in the natural gas area. The state's been completely wide open. And then let's look at a state, and, unfortunately, they're dealing with a lot of other things right now, but Florida, where there's been literally no energy choice. And let's talk to consumers in both states. So we talked to 500 consumers in each state. And what we found out was that the folks in Ohio said, I'm really glad I have the option to choose. The option to choose doesn't mean you have to choose somebody different, but that I've got the choice to choose, as you opened up the segment with, as you could with your groceries or your gasoline or your, you know, your way to go to the movies, whatever. And then in Florida, we asked these 500 residents, what do you think about the option of choice? And they don't have that now. And 75% said, we would want it. We would want it right now. And we thought it was important to look at a state where there was choice and a state where there wasn't, to just see if after you had choice, you still feel that way. And the residents of Ohio still definitely feel that way.
It's amazing, too. It's just barely half of the states are allowing for this option. Is the growth rate of the option in states a rapid one, or is it much like anything else, would have to go through a state's legislative process? Does that also make it a time-consuming process?
A couple things at play there, and that's a very good question, Chris. First of all, the process in some states is all about going through the state legislature. So you change the law. In some states, like my home state of New York, the legislature has had little to nothing to do with it. It's been all the Public Service Commission, which is our version of the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities. And so some states, it's one versus the other. But even if a law is passed, then usually your public utility commission, in your case the BPU, has to oversee what happens as a result. So there's that. Then there's, when you said, rightfully so, there's a little over half. It's like 26 or 27 states where there's some level of choice around the country. Some states, there's really nothing going on. And that is in part because the population centers, to a large degree, has been where this has really caught on more. Probably Florida is a little bit of an exception to that. But New York, California, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, these are states that have some of the higher populations. Now, there's some Texas, if I didn't mention Texas. Texas is actually a unique state few years back, their methodology of electric choice is that you don't have a choice, you have to choose. And what that means is you have a choice among suppliers, but you can't stay with your utility. So you absolutely have to choose to some other provider. And as you mentioned, it's a little different in each and every state. It doesn't mean that one's necessarily better than the other. Some may operate a little bit easier. Some may be more at the beginning stages. And New Jersey has been working on this for a long time, but some of the pieces have come together more recently that do create more of an opportunity than existed before.
Also thinking, too, as far as the obvious win for the consumer, the companies, the providers also get a benefit, too, because if I'm a top-performing company, well, I'm going to have the people pouring over to me for my services and what I supply. If I'm a company and I see my customer base starting to drop down, I'm going to step up my game to get those customers back.
That's right. I mean, the whole idea of competition is that people are going to go, they're going to vote with their feet, right? And that is not to say that the utility has not, for the last century, played a very, very critical role and continues to play a critical role. Even those of us who've suffered storms, you know, over the summer or in the wintertime when there's storms, when we lose power, we're very fortunate that the electric grid in this country is as strong as it is and is maintained as well as it is. And yet we've not had, in most places, this opportunity to figure out where do I want to buy my power from. And as I mentioned very briefly earlier, am I just looking for the best price, or am I looking for example, solar power? Am I looking for something that comes along with that power that I buy, maybe includes a warranty program on equipment or service that I've got, or includes something else related to, maybe it's an energy audit that gets thrown into this so that I'm using my power more efficiently. And these competitive suppliers are offering these things. The utilities didn't need to. That wasn't their mission. Their mission was to make sure the power got from point A to point B. They do that very well. Now with this competition, it's almost like your cell phone plan. You can get any number of different plans that best fit your household.
If it's an idea you haven't explored in New Jersey, it's certainly one that hopefully now you realize it's there for the offering and for the taking. And if you're listening on the stream of other states, if this is an option not available to you, well, it's time to start knocking on some doors of your representatives in the state and change that situation as well. You can find the report, The Power of Choice, Consumer Preferences on Energy Choice in Florida and Ohio, over at the website of the American Coalition of Competitive Energy Suppliers, which is competitiveenergy.org. And from the organization, we've been joined by Michael Meath with some very valuable information financially, as well as knowledge for being a sharp shopping consumer. So, Michael, thanks for providing us with all that. Thanks for being here today.
Chris, thanks for having us on your show. Hope you have a great rest of your day.